This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The most important realization as we enter the new decade, the 2020s, should be, in my opinion, the realization that we are all living in a world surrounded by irrational people whose irrationality poses a threat to the rest of us because their actions and their decisions impact us, and their lack of preparedness, for example, endangers us. We're living in a world of people who are lunatics for the most part. And here's the other thing. You might have a little bit of this in you too. You need to look at your own beliefs and your actions based on those beliefs and root out the irrationality that you are currently following. And it's easy for you, perhaps, to look at other people and say, ah, that person thinks that a man can become a woman. Ah, CNN thinks that men can get pregnant. They celebrate childbirth when it's from a man, which is insane, right? It's easy to look at that and say, those people are crazy. But then you see the stock market going up and you say, well, got to get in, got to be part of that. FOMO, fear of missing out. So you buy more stocks, even though you know the stock market is overbought. You know it's a bubble. You know it's going to crash one day, but you tell yourself, well, I'll get out before it crashes, which is, of course, a suicide statement, a financial suicide that has been uttered by people throughout all of history, people as they were getting clobbered by the crash or right before that happened. So you might have some irrational things too that need to get sorted out. And that's why I'm doing this podcast for you. And you see, part of my mission is not just that I share information with many people and through articles and podcasts and videos and so on. I take a hard look at my own belief systems. And over the years, I have managed to identify and root out belief systems that turned out to be not in alignment with reality. And it's because of that that we are still surviving in an age when virtually all independent publishers have been bankrupted. The vast majority from 5 years ago are out of business. Why? Well, because they did not recognize what was coming. They did not see that the censorship tidal wave would be arriving. They did not see that they had to have alternative strategies and alternative platforms and so on. I saw that coming and I acted on it, and that's why we're still here, thanks to your support, of course. Couldn't do it without your support, but also couldn't do it if we hadn't planned ahead and created a structure that could survive all that. And that's just one example. I don't claim to have perfect clarity on everything, but I do understand and apply the process of looking for contradictions in belief systems and rooting them out and really trying to get to the core of what is true and how cause and effect really operates. And by the way, I may have mentioned this before, but there's, when it comes to debate and argument and disagreement, there are really only basically three things that people disagree about, and really only three basic structures of what makes up a person's reality. It's number one, what has been. That is, what is the past? What actually happened in the past? Number two, what is now? You know, what's the state of things? What's the situation? What's the real situation right now with demographics or statistics or gun ownership or what have you? And then thirdly is cause and effect. What causes what? Almost all the disagreements in politics or science or what have you is about these three things. What has been, what is now, and what causes what, which really indicates the future. You know, for example, take gun control. Leftists, you know, there was a recent shooting in a church in Texas where one bad guy got off a shot and killed someone. And then there were, I think, up to seven members of that congregation that pulled guns in response. And one of those people shot the bad guy and killed him within seconds. Now, that situation shows that guns, when carried by citizens, can be used as immediate responders to stop murderers from carrying out a mass shooting. But leftists look at that same situation and leftists say, well, guns cause shootings, and thus it's bad that churchgoers were able to carry guns. that's a cause and effect argument, that guns cause shootings. A pro-gun person or gun liberty person would say, no, bad people cause shootings, but guns in the hands of good people stop shootings. Even though they're looking at the same event, there are two different interpretations of cause and effect. Now, of course, in my view, the leftist version of that is incorrect, and the pro-gun version is absolutely correct. And that's why mass shootings are far worse when the victims are completely disarmed and no one can shoot back. But this is not about gun control, this particular podcast. It's about the fact that you're living in a world of people who are highly irrational and have bizarre belief systems that will impact you. And this is true in areas of finance and preparedness and culture, politics, everything. In finance, for example, the stock market is way overbought right now. It's a bubble. It's going to crash one day, catastrophically. But you don't know when that's coming, because you cannot quantify the degree of irrationality of those who are chasing profits by investing in stocks, even when they're overbought. In other words, it's impossible to pick the top of the market, because you can't know in advance the limit of irrationality of participants in the stock market ecosystem. And that's why it's easy to say, yeah, it's overbought. Yeah, the PE ratios are just bonkers. Yeah, there's going to be a day of reckoning, but you can't name the day. And that's why I've said from 2008, remember when I called the housing bubble, the subprime mortgage bubble back in 2006 and 2007, I started warning about it, and the whole thing fell apart in 2008. And from that day, for over a decade, I have been consistently warning that a much bigger crash is coming, but we can't know the day. And that crash is only getting worse because the Fed did not solve the underlying problems that led to the subprime mortgage collapse of 2008 or even the dot-com crash of 2000, 2001. So a big crash is coming, but we don't know when. Because again, we can't quantify the degree of irrationality of those who are participating in that bubble system. So what this means is that you're going to have to learn how to navigate this world. This is what we're all doing, myself included, to navigate around the irrationality of people who are a threat to all of us in so many ways, economically and even physically, when it comes to their lack of preparedness and the risk of a catastrophic collapse of some sort, whether that be economic or a solar flare, EMP weapons, World War III, grid down. You know, you're familiar with all the scenarios, I would imagine. And you've probably thought about the fact that unprepared people are going to be the greatest threat to you in a collapse scenario. They are unprepared, but they will convince themselves that your stuff belongs to them or that you should share because you prepared in advance, therefore you are, quote, hoarding. How dare you hoard? How dare you prepare in advance when other people didn't, you see? And so they will come for your stuff. And I've talked about that before too. But the irrationality is in so many areas that in one way or another, probably 9 out of 10 people that you encounter in society are lunatics. Again, in one way or another. Doesn't mean that they're foaming at the mouth and drooling with insanity in every moment. But there's no doubt they believe something that's really important to life and modern society. They believe something that is totally false. I even did a recent article in Natural News. You should check this out. Top 10 things that millions of Americans believe that are completely false, totally irrational, non-true things. Like, did you know millions of Americans still think the earth is flat? And probably tens of millions of Americans think that babies aren't alive until after they're born and the mother decides to keep them. So if the mother says, well, yeah, that baby's born and it's alive and it's breathing, but I don't want it, so therefore we can kill it. Virtually every Democrat in America agrees with that. They support murdering babies, just flat out, after they're born. This isn't even talking about, you know, unborn children. This is talking about post-birth abortion. Millions of Americans believe that. Millions of Americans believe the stock market will never crash. Millions of Americans believe food is not medicine. They think that only pharmaceuticals are medicine, that food can't possibly prevent disease. I know, it's crazy, right? But there are millions of Americans who believe that. And as I point out in this article, point number 10, one of the biggest things that millions of Americans believe that's totally irrational is they believe that the times in which we're living are normal, So they suffer from normalcy bias, and they don't realize that we're actually living in the last blowout phase of an historic collapse, a bubble in every sense of the term. Ecological destruction is accelerating. Food collapse is imminent. Financial collapse is going to happen in our lifetimes because of the global debt Ponzi scheme that's currently funding big governments, government spending, social programs, and things like that. Most people believe that the world tomorrow will be just like the world they woke up in today because they can't imagine anything different. They're incapable of it. And as a result, they will be shocked and they will be unprepared when radical events change the nature of reality around them in ways that they could not anticipate and cannot adapt to. And that's coming. So keep all this in mind. Even if you're prepared, even if you are adaptable in your thinking, even if you are well-informed, you are surrounded by people who are not. And they can make life very difficult for you. In fact, they're already doing that. So stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. I also publish survival.news, very useful site on these topics and many more. And you can hear my podcast, of course, at brighteon.com. Channel name is HR Report. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and get prepared. This decade is going to be a wild ride for sure. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.